Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're good to be with you guys on this Friday afternoon as we do Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week.
Fruit flies, large flies. I cannot get rid of them. I appreciate all of your suggestions. I tried Dawn dish soap in a glass filled with vinegar and fruit juice. They are multiplying at a rate that I'm not comfortable discussing. I probably need an exterminator, and that is my grievance.
I will send you a link. I will take care of them. One Amazon purchase.
Sam, they're everywhere.
I had the same problem. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. Somebody called in and had a grievance. I ordered what they told me to order.
And it worked?
Not a single one.
I am now refrigerating tomatoes. That's disgusting. Tomatoes are not supposed to be refrigerated.
Mm. I do.
We cannot have anything out on the counter at all, including onions. It attracts them.
Who leaves onions out on the counter?
I do. Well, onions I do. On the counter, tomatoes in the fridge.
Tomatoes always in the fridge.
Tomatoes are never supposed to be refrigerated. Oh,
you put them on the counter to ripen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flies love it.
Dan, you think she might have bought herself a little money pit?
No.
There seemed to be
I did
problems.
Buy myself some accidental death and dismemberment.
You'll need it with that house.
Maybe the fruit flies need the bird in the chimney treatment.
Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. By the way, I just did the math. We are now north of 700 Festivus Friday shows.
No way.
Yes, we are.
Aw.
More than 700.
Happy Festivus.
Festivus Friday shows. Let's go to Sam in Kansas City. Sam, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I just got a grievance on people. Just, we need to be happier. I'm trying to list stuff out of my garage and my basement that I don't need anymore. So I listed my son's Nintendo DS, whatever. And I put it on Marketplace. And within 5 minutes, a Ken reaches out to me and just berates me for listing one that is not the edition that it actually was. I'm trying to get extra money out of people by lying about my product.
Oh my gosh.
Ken, take it easy. It's an extra $20. Yes, I made a mistake on my listing. Sorry, Ken.
Sorry.
Sam, I'm going to guess that his real name was not Ken.
No.
No. He was acting like a Ken.
Okay. All right. Debbie in Carrollton. Debbie, good afternoon. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Same
this to you. Is my grievance. Have you ever gotten a roll of black trash bags and you try to find the ripped line and you roll it out? You roll it back, and you roll it out, and I'm wondering, why can't they just mark that rip line with a white line or a little niche or something so you know where to tear?
I love it, Debbie. Or make it a different color. You are so right.
Yes, and I have a gratitude. I'm a retired teacher, and I have so many wonderful memories of children. I was a first-grade teacher, and I have to shout out to Brian Locke. I was his first grade teacher, and I'm just so proud of him. And I listen to him every morning, and I just feel so grateful that I had the opportunity to walk in his life. And he's just a wonderful young man.
Oh, Debbie, that is so sweet.
That's beautiful, Debbie. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you have a great day.
You do the same. Be well.
Very quickly, because the text line is now demanding to know, Dana, I just sent you the link. It's
called... They're $37!
It's not cheap, but it works. It's called Zevo, Z-E-V-O. Oh. We could not get rid of them. We had fly swatters. We had sticky traps.
It's disgusting.
It's horrible. It's a wall plug. It's UV light, so it attracts them.
Ugh.
And they stick to the back of it, and we don't... I mean, I haven't seen one flying around since I plugged them in.
All right, I'm doing it now. Fine.
Lucy in Lee's Summit. Lucy, hello.
Hello, happy Friday.
Same to you.
So I've got a neighbor that is addicted to his lawn leaf blower. Every time an acorn or a leaf or a stick gets in his driveway, he comes out and he blows it into the neighbor's yard. And he runs it until the battery runs out and there's nothing left in his driveway. And then he goes back in the house and the leaves blow back into his yard. And he comes back out like an hour later. He's addicted, and the noise of it just drives me nuts.
Oh, Lucy. You know what? Steve Hartman on CBS News did an entire story about the noise pollution. Like, some people hate the leaves. Some people don't. Like, some people think you should rake them. Some people think you should leave them because it's mulch, right? The noise.
Or fertilizer.
It's not a big deal, but he just does it all the time.
Well, he clearly has OCD.
It's the noise pollution thing. Not okay.
I leaf blow my driveway every morning.
Well, Sam!
Whoa!
No, it's too loud.
Every morning?
Well, yeah, only because it's covered in leaves every morning.
And where do you put said leaves?
Into my yard until I am prepared to mow.
When you say morning, Sam, what? I need you to be more specific.
I mean, like no earlier than 8.
Oh my God! No! I would call police. I would call police.
On what grounds?
I am being... My rights are being infringed upon.
Name one. It's 8 a.m.
That's too early and it's too loud.
It's also battery powered, so it's not like a gas engine is
out
there going crazy.
Oh, Sam. Ooh, I would not do every morning. Maybe that's why that guy, you know.
Parks his truck the way he does?
Maybe you're complaining about his truck, and unbeknownst to you, he goes home and tells everyone in his life that you're a weird leaf blower guy.
For a month, I didn't even have a leaf blower, and he was parking at the end of my driveway, so that can't be it.
Maybe he anticipated that you would get a leaf blower.
All right.
How about we just rake until noon?
No! It takes me 30 seconds. It's a small driveway.
Oh.
I would just prefer
it not be covered in leaves. We're bringing this back on Monday. This is an entire topic.
Why do you have to do it every morning? That's kind of weird.
I wake up. I drink my protein shake. I get ready for my workout. I open my garage because that's where I work out. And I don't want to look at the leaves. So I move them.
Okay.
You can buy one of these things with 5 cartridges for only $17. You don't have to buy like 5.
I got the 2-pack because I put one in the garage.
How many flies
do
you want?
How many does it hold?
Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, hello.
Good afternoon, guys. I do have your reservation for Funky Town this evening.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I had a party of 5.
Party of 5. Okay, good.
Yeah, so I have several cheers. Cheers first for the Chiefs Good Luck Sunday.
Yes.
For the Embassy Suites on the Plaza. You served us well, and we'll see him again some other time. And also to... General Mills for buying La Tierra. Those taco shells are awesome. And the last cheer is for Dana for the story about the CO2 detector. It was very intriguing and very good information.
Thank you, Scott. I'm glad that my death almost...
Kurt,
I'm glad that my death served you well. My near-death experience.
Near death.
Well, it was close.
And you were so proud to get back on TV again last night.
Well, they asked. And when duty calls... Bring the camera.
Now, to be fair, text line, it wasn't every morning over the summer. There weren't leaves on the driveway.
Every morning at 8 a.m. in the fall, I would kill you. Two words, hit man.
Isn't that one?
I believe it is. I believe it is.
No hyphen or nothing.
Two words, need hit man. We do have some lines open, by the way. Scott and Jason, you guys hang tight. But if you call in, we will get you on the air. As quickly as possible, and certainly before the show is over, no doubt about that. 913-586-7798. And don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. Scott in Overland Park. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Good. So my grievance is with you guys, old Scott and Dana. It's not that serious. I talked to you guys earlier about you guys coming to our warehouse to ride Mechanical Bull.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I messaged you, Scott, and I may have mistyped Dana's email wrong about you guys coming next week to check it out.
I'm certainly not opposed. I don't recall getting the email.
Well, I think I sent you a message on Facebook, and then I think I sent Dana an email.
Okay, let's go to email. Because yep. I don't see every Facebook message I get.
We will try to go back and find that. The volume of stuff that we get is, and it's not that we're ignoring you if you ever send anything. It's just the volume. Sometimes stuff gets lost, truly.
I'm going to put you on hold. Sam's going to give you my email address. Please don't give it out to anybody else. And then put in the topic line.
Hey, jerk.
All caps, bull ride invitation.
And then I got another grievance.
Oh, okay. Let's pile on.
Anytime I have to let my dog out, I have to watch her go to the bathroom because sometimes she'll eat her own poop.
Oh, gross! Gross! Oh, my gosh! Why?
She's recycling.
She'll literally squat, poop, turn around, and eat it sometimes.
Oh, Scott. Okay. All right.
Have you considered feeding
her? No, that's enough.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the laugh, man. Jason in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going
well. I'm too good of a mood to have a grievance. I got a gratitude.
Oh, God.
La Tierra tacos.
Yes.
They have been purchased, and they will be back on the shelves around January.
That is correct.
Thank you, General Mills.
So, and I was the one that called that out. I called you the last grievance, and that was my complaint, and nobody believed me, and 2 days later, it was in the Kansas City Star.
I remember that call. You are exactly right.
Have a great one. Have a great weekend,
guys. You too,
guys.
Man. Take care of yourself. Be well. Shelly in Bonner Springs. Hello, Shelly.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I don't know if I can follow the poop comment.
No, please don't try.
I wanted to give out a cheer to all three of you. I kind of uncovered your show about 6 months ago, and I've been hooked. I'll listen to it on the podcast, anything like that. But even
we've been here 14 years. Where have you been, Shelly?
I know, and I've been in Kansas City for 20, so,
sitting here wasting our time.
We've been waiting on you, Shelly.
You've been waiting on me, and I appreciate it. So, but I just wanted to say, when you guys tackle the hard topics, you tackle them from a perspective of all of us that are out here, and I truly appreciate it. It is not the mundane over and over again news reports that we get shoved at us on TV, and I just wanted to say thank you and keep it up.
Well, thank you, and thank you for letting us do it. You guys are the boss. You really are.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye. Joe in Shawnee. Hello, Joe.
How's it going today?
It's going well.
I've got two gratitudes and a grievance.
Okay.
My first
gratitude is for brothers and sisters that served.
Amen.
Welcome home. The other is for the places around town that supported veterans on Veterans Day. And my grievance is people that went in on Veterans Day and attempted stolen valor.
Oh.
I went into two places, and both times, this lady says, oh, yeah, I'm a veteran, that's it. And then when the individual said, I need to see a military, a veterans, or a discharge paper, she gave him her driver's license.
Oh, no. Joe, you know what? I'm going to be honest. One of the news stations has got to do that and just park somewhere on Veterans Day and... I'm not huge on the gotcha type of reporting, but if there was ever a need for the gotcha type of reporting, that's it.
Well, it's hard, though, and here's why.
How do you know they didn't serve?
Yeah, I mean, I forgot my military ID card at home.
Who would lie about something so despicable that, and by the way, if you are caught, you're basically banished from society. There's low, there's really, really low, and then there's doing that for an extra $2 off your sandwich at Subway.
But you know this as well as I do. I love the idea of the gotcha and exposing these people who claim that they did something that they never did and didn't have the guts to do. But the reporter, number one, would have to get them to agree to talk to them on camera, okay? That's hard enough. Then that reporter would have to have
absolute proof.
Very distinct knowledge of all of the units in all six branches of the military.
To make sure.
So you say to them,
the person had never served.
You know, what were you in? Well, I was in the 1st Cavalry, 5th Cav Regiment. First Cav, 5th Battalion. That is a real battalion because my dad served in it. But what reporter is going to know that?
It would take some time to do it correctly.
And
I'm embarrassed or ashamed to even say what number out of 100. Let's say you watched 100 customers come in and claim they were veterans. 100 customers. What number of that do you think's lying? Two?
Yeah.
Two. Probably two. It's going to be a low number.
I think I would like to think, and maybe I live in a dream world, I would like to think that most people have the common decency, you know, because Hy-Vee, for example, shameless plug, every year from 6 to 10, veterans eat breakfast for free at their market grill. And there were TV news stories on it this week and everything. And it's a great program that they put on. I'd like to think that we live in a world that somebody walks into Hy-Vee at 8 o'clock in the morning and they see that there's free breakfast for veterans.
Yeah.
That the only thing they do with that knowledge, if they never served, is call a veteran buddy and say,
hey, buddy,
hey, man,
thank you.
Hey, not only that, hey, if you want, you don't go to work till 10, they got free breakfast at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to grab something.
I think it's 2 people out of 100, but I feel so strongly about it, I think those 2 people should be outed.
It's hard to, it's hard to out them unless you served.
Right.
Because most people don't know, you know.
But if you said, yeah, I was in Vietnam, and you're lying to somebody who was,
They might know, you know, where were you? When were you there? Who did you serve with?
Well, I was in Vietnam.
Well, Vietnam would be a very obvious
one.
What
part of Nam? The Nam part? You know, you know if someone calls you on it that actually knows what they're talking about, it would trip the liar up like that.
Well, so my dad fought in the Battle of Hue, which is spelled H-U-E.
Okay.
Okay. So if you said, what
I was in Huey.
I was in the Battle of Hue. Damn right I was. Fought hard at Hue.
From the text line, my grievance is I guarantee you General Mills is not going to keep the same La Tiara recipe.
Oh, yes, they are.
They would have to. What's the point in buying it?
Did you see the line out there for hiring? They're hiring all these people at the – I mean, they are going to crank that thing up. We're going to have tacos by January, you guys.
There would be a revolt in this town if they changed the recipe. What's the point in even buying it? Because if they don't keep the same recipe, I'm not buying it.
Brand dominance.
913-586-7798. Barb, Bob, Larry, you guys all hang tight. We'll get with every one of you in just a second. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, we do have a couple of open lines, guys, if you want them. And we will get everybody in before the top of the hour. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. Sweet Barb in Odessa. Hello, Barb.
How's my favorite people doing?
Well, we're doing well.
Well, Dana, I got to tell you about my experience real quick. I know you're short on time. I got lost 3 times. I drove 187 miles to the jewelry store.
Oh, Barb.
I finally got to Jeff and Jim's, and he came down and met me and took me to the store.
Oh, my goodness. When were you there, Barb?
I looked at the video. We sent you video.
I didn't know that was you.
Yes, that was me.
Okay. Oh, why are we screaming at each other in high-pitched voices?
I wish I had known that. I was in the car with my daughters dropping them off on my way to work when I got the video. I didn't have time to swing out or I would have done it. I'm so glad you ended up finding it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said you were probably busy or you were probably, you know, hungover or something, he said. He was laughing. Wow.
No, we were just out running errands. But,
I know.
But Barb, I'm so glad you found them.
Sweetest bunch of people I ever met, I am telling you. They were just adorable. And the other thing I want to tell you about the detector thing, I worked for the gas company for years, and that thing that you're talking about, you know, the carbon dioxide thing, that is so deadly. You know, there's no odor to that. That's why it kills you so quickly.
I know.
And I was working on the job trying to collect gas for this couple, and I went upstairs and I found 4 people on the floor from carbon dioxide, 2 babies and a husband and wife.
When was this, Barb?
Well, this was years ago, back in the 80s.
Oh, God.
And when I got upstairs, they wouldn't answer the door, so I called the police, of course, and everybody. If I had been just maybe 2 or 3 minutes late, they'd all died.
Oh, they survived.
They survived. I'm so, but Barb, only because you called.
Yes, I was so upset. I cried I was crying. I was so upset because of those babies. But that is so serious. People don't realize, and seniors do not understand how important it is to have that in the house.
Barb, thank you for doubling down on the advice we've been giving people since the incident Tuesday night. I do appreciate it.
All right, we got two more people left online, so if you call right now, we can get you in even before the next break. 913-586-7798. Bob in Waldo. Bob, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thank you very much.
Well, my grievance is the losing of a national treasure that was announced yesterday, the Steamboat Arabia.
Yes. So sad.
I mean, it was there when the city market was not. They started, a family did it all themselves, funding everything. And it was just, it's just sad to see that thing leave. And I'm upset that the city isn't doing something for them. I don't think they are, but I believe they're not.
I don't think so. In fact, I saw the mayor's post on this right as you called. That's interesting. And he writes, like many Kansas Cityans, I remember visiting the Steamboat Arabia in my youth. I appreciate the experiences they've crafted for so many over the years, and I wish them well.
Wow. And we can't, we don't have any space for them at all, like maybe Kemper or
find
Kaufman
someplace else.
Well, but Kemper's been rehabbed. It's now a youth sports facility.
We could put a bunch of steamboats at Kauffman Stadium when they leave.
Okay, what are you trying to do? Get us in trouble?
No! You guys have a good weekend.
You do the same. 913-586-7798. We need more, or Dana starts reading from the Old Testament today. 913-586-7798. Larry in Lawrence. Larry, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing well, man. Thank you very much.
Longtime listeners from the silver hair days.
Is that the Shannon days?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Anyhow, the guy was talking about the lady who gave, when they claimed she was a veteran and gave the guy her driver's license. And in Kansas, anyhow, my driver's license has all my military stuff on it.
Oh, does it say that right on there?
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, I had to take in the military, the DD-214 or whatever it was, and to prove I was, and then they copied it all in. And when you get my driver's license down at the bottom there, it's got all the numbers and everything.
Well, that's a good idea. I'm wondering if the woman in question in the story he was telling didn't have that, but I'm glad to hear that they do that for veterans, Larry.
Yeah, it works really well because then I don't have extra stuff to carry around.
Right on. All right. All right. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Keep that in mind, airing of the grievances. 913-586-7798.
Text line is not happy about the gratitudes. They do not like hearing people happy.
Okay.
We don't have time for that.
So, if you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
So writes in 9306, can you guys do something like Gratitudes or something? I hate the gratitudes.
Gratitudes.
When it is time for grievance, and I am not the only one.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
That was so awesome.
So, if you have a grievance, you have something.
I want to hear trash talk. I don't want to hear something good.
I want to hear trash talk. I don't want to hear something good. If you have a grievance, we do have a ton of open lines, so get in now. 913-586-7798. Lynn in Kansas City. Lynn, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. This is my first time ever calling, and I hate to say this, but it is a gratitude.
Okay.
And
that's
I'm sorry, but I had to express this.
Yeah.
On Wednesday at about Wednesday afternoon at about 3 o'clock, I was in the Hy-Vee parking lot at 95th and Antioch.
Yeah,
very familiar.
And I had parked my blue SUV there, and I had a migraine, so I had my head down on the steering wheel, you know, and I was trying to get over it. So if I just close my eyes, it goes away. Mm. And so this white pickup truck pulls in next to me, parks, goes in and park and shops and comes back out again. And you could see I was still sitting there with my head on the steering wheel. So the really nice guy came over and he knocked on my door, on my window, and he said, "Are you okay?" You know, he was trying to help me out. And he went out of his way to do that. And if he's listening, I hope he hears this because I'm really grateful that he did that.
That is so nice. And Lynn, think how many people would just mind their own business and be like, maybe they're having a bad day.
With a lady, I would definitely tap on the window.
Yeah.
Say, "Hey, are you all right?
Okay.
Just want to make sure." Yeah, I think most people now, if it's a, you know,
yeah,
a big dude, 25 years old, I don't know, probably.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between getting involved, like, you know, the poor guy in Warrensburg the other night.
Oh, my God.
Getting in, or morning.
The Good Samaritan.
Yeah, getting involved in a domestic dispute, and you end up getting shot and killed, and checking on somebody whose head is slumped over in their car. Yeah. Adam in Kansas City. Adam, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello.
All right, my grievance is the people that drive with their bright headlights on constantly, never turn them off. They just constantly leave them on, especially this time of year.
You've been heard, my friend. Good grievance, as always. All right, 913-586-7798. Phones are ringing. If it's ringing on your end, hang tight. We've got a bunch of lines and only one Sam, okay? He can only answer one call at a time, and we will get everybody in as quickly as we can. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. We'll get to everybody in just a moment, but Jules in Higginsville. You are next. Hello, Jules.
Hi, Jules.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, no, go ahead.
Jules, Jules, hang on. You got to turn that radio down.
Okay, I turned it off.
Okay, thank you.
Just thought of this for a long time. When it gets dark earlier and when you're in an unfamiliar area and the road striping has worn off, I just wish they could periodically, at fall or even through the winter, restripe all the roadways so that they're bright and and shiny, like if something's newly asphalted and they stripe it. Oh, yep. That's wonderful. But when it's dull and has worn off, and even the stop line, the strip for crosswalks and where you're supposed to stop, sometimes that's completely absent. And it's just tough, unless you already know where you are and where you're going. But you get a wet roadway, or you get the darkness, and it's just hard to travel in a new area.
Jules, you bring up a really good point, and it's certainly I notice it when it's raining. I basically get about 20 feet behind a driver, and I just follow him,
yeah,
or her, assuming that they can see the lines. When I used to live in Texas as a kid, I'm not going to give the street term for it, the slang term for it. It's inappropriate and I'd get fired. But they used to have these small, they were about, you know, if you cup your hand lightly on your desk or table, they were about this big.
Yeah, they were reflectors.
And they were little reflectors that were about 10 feet apart.
Yeah, we took them out because they kill people.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What do you mean they kill? Then how come nobody in Texas ever dies?
Because they don't have the same freeze-thaw cycle that we do here.
So we can't put some sort of reflector on the road?
Not like that, no.
Can we not get reflective paint? Does that not
exist? We could get reflective paint.
The reflectors come off the road because of the plows.
And then they pop up in the air, and they're made out of iron, and they go through windshields and kill people. I did this.
Not made of iron.
Yes, they are. I held one. Shaped like the letter H. It was very heavy.
Kids, can we agree to disagree?
Well, I held one in my hand. I know what it would. I know. You don't want to get hit with one of those in the face. I'm telling you.
Bill and the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's get to it. Let's get as many in as we can before the top of the hour. Bill in North Kansas City, welcome to Festivus Friday. Hello.
Hello, I have a grievance, and I'm not calling from a ladder. We need more Dan Weinbaum.
We need more Dan.
More Dan Weinbaum.
More. Okay. I mean, his wisdom, his intelligence, his patience.
It knows no bounds, Bill.
And information, I mean, it's just incredible. We need more Dan Weinbaum.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
We'll pass it on to management. Okay. Andrea in Warrensburg. Andrea, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good. So my grievance is kind of silly, but still valid. It upsets me greatly that hot dogs, or if you're like me, cheese dogs, they come in a pack of 10. However, you go to get the buns, they come in a pack of 8. Mm. The math does not math, and I don't like it.
It's never mathed, and I've never understood why they don't change it, Andrea. It's a great point.
Yes. We have to write a strongly worded letter to somebody.
can I explain it to you?
You can try, but right. I don't know that I will accept it.
More often than not, the brand of hot dog you buy is not the same as the brand of bun you buy. Mm. And the buns, the bun companies are not going to add another two into their bag. They're going to hope that you still have two hot dogs left in the fridge.
Why can't they all just get together and have a discussion and figure it out?
You go buy another bag of their hot dog buns.
Yep, just give me 10 dogs and 10 buns, and I'm a happy girl.
Well, and another major issue with that.
Too much.
Sorry, Andrea. Another major issue with that is how they slice the buns, because they always slice one side too thin.
Yep.
And then
your hot dog tries to fall out all the time.
Yeah.
Was that necessary?
Yes, it is necessary, Scott, because that's exactly what happens.
Nick in KCK. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have two gratitudes. The first one is, I install radios. I used to install for one of the companies that you guys advertise for, actually. And the first station that is on a brand new radio whenever you get them installed is 98.1. So I found this station and this show by accident probably 10 years ago. So I've been listening ever since. So I'm grateful for that. And then my other gratitude is I'm actually getting married tomorrow.
Oh,
congratulations.
Good for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Stay out of our path.
Will do.
Okay.
Be well, Nick.
Steve in Independence. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yep. I got two things. My gratitude is thank you very much for your station.
Aww.
Listen to it always. My other grievance is when you go to a grocery store or something, these people, I'm handicapped. Other handicapped people walk up to the grocery store, they get in the motorized cart, and they drive, do their shopping, they come out, they park the motorized cart next to their car and park it right next to the car next to them. So you can't see it. It's like you walked up to the grocery store. Why can't you move your cart into the center or to the cart deal?
It's a good one. Steve, have a great weekend. Julie in Overland Park, you get the last one if you can do it in 30 seconds.
Well, I do not have any gratitudes, I'll tell you that.
Good. We're sick of people enjoying life.
Lay it on me, Julie.
Right? Screw that. I don't know if the like sky and the lights and all of that has affected people like the full moon does, but people have been crazy this week. You know, just I'm a nurse and deal with the patients, you know, all day, every day, and you know, just yelling at the nurse for something that they have no control over, yeah. Or you know, or in general, like social media, when people try to are typing something and they put it all in capital letters. And it's like, you don't have to yell at me, you know.
All right. That
drives me crazy.
Julie, we got you in. Great job. We got to run. Birthdays today. King Charles III is 77. Travis Barker from Blink 182 is 50. And Stephen Bishop from On and On fame, and It Might Be You, is 74. Condoleezza Rice is 71. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.